This is VOA News. Here, I'm Melissa Melton. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei on Saturday has called for the punishing of those behind the assassination of a top nuclear scientist. He added that the work of Mohsen Farizadeh must be continued. Farizadeh must be continued. Khamenei called Farizadeh a prestigious nuclear and defense scientist and said he was, quote, martyred by the hands of criminal and cruel mercenaries. The remarks appeared in a statement on the Supreme Leader's official website. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani has blamed Israel for the killing and said his country will retaliate at the proper time. He spoke in a televised speech on Saturday, a day after the scientist was killed in an ambush on his vehicle near Tehran. The semi-official Fars news agency, believed to be close to the country's Revolutionary Guard, said the attack happened in Absard, a small city just east of the capital, Tehran. It said witnesses heard the sound of an explosion and then machine gun fire. The agency said the attack targeted a car that Farizadeh was in. He died later at a local hospital. Others were wounded in the attack, including Farizadeh's bodyguards. They were also taken to a local hospital. State television on its website later published a photograph of security forces blocking off the road. Photos and video shared online showed a Nissan sedan with bullet holes in the windshield and blood pooling in the road. Foreign Minister Javad Zarif wrote on Twitter of, quote, serious indications of an Israeli role. Israel has declined to comment, as have U.S. authorities. You can keep abreast of developments on this story and everything else we're covering at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. A federal appeals court in Philadelphia has rejected U.S. President Donald Trump's latest effort to challenge the election results in a case expected to reach the U.S. Supreme Court if Mr. Trump appeals. The Third U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals echoed a string of other courts in finding his campaign offered no evidence of any election fraud. Instead, the court said, quote, the campaign's claims have no merit. Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani called the election process fraudulent during oral arguments in a lower court last week, but he offered no proof. Circuit Judge Stefanos Bibas, a Trump appointee, wrote on Friday that calling an election unfair does not make it so. Ethiopian forces are making gains in several towns near Tigray's regional capital one day after the government said it was beginning the final phase of an offensive in the northern region. That news came on Friday. Lieutenant General Hassan Ibrahim said in a statement Friday that federal forces have captured Wikro and, quote, will control Mekelle in a few days. That's according to Reuters news agency. There was no independent confirmation of the government's claims. Phone and internet connections to the region have been down since the government's military offensive began in early November. The continued fighting comes as Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed, following a meeting with African Union envoys, again ruled out negotiating with leaders of Tigray region. Thousands of people are believed to have been killed since Abiy sent the National Defense Force into Tigray in early November after accusing local forces there of attacking a military base. More than 43,000 refugees have since fled to Sudan. Sudanese Prime Minister Abdullah Hamdok's staff is self-isolating after 19 members tested positive for coronavirus during a recent random sampling. The Ministry of Health said the prime minister tested negative, but the prime minister's staff has gone into self-isolation and is being monitored by health personnel. Dr. Muhyiddin Hassan, a member of the Isolation Command Center in Khartoum State, called this second wave of the pandemic terrifying. He said Sudan has a shortage of oxygen cylinders that prevents it from expanding hospital services to fight the pandemic. He also said Sudan does not have enough medical staff to handle all the cases and asks all Sudanese citizens to strictly observe all measures aimed at stopping the spread of the virus. Late last week, Sudan's acting minister of health said the government has yet to decide whether to order a total lockdown. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, this is VOA News.